Iran's crackdown on other religious minorities causes alarm for a ministry. Muslim youth savage a Christian bookstore in Turkey. And what difference does a dollar make in the kingdom of heaven? These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Iran is fighting off accusations of persecuting the small sect of the Baha'i. What concerns ministries about this is that Christians won't be far behind. Paul Esterbrooks is a minister at large for Open Doors International. Believers are already in the crucible.
They're subject to incredible pressure. First of all, they have to operate under complete secrecy. Then when they are discovered, which has happened quite frequently in this past year, their punishment is severe.
Esterbrook says though small, the church is vibrant.
I spent some time with a group of young people from the Iranian church. I was just impressed with their passion for sharing Christ. They are not worried. Their desire is to see people come to Christ.
Pray for strength for those who come to Christ, despite the threats they may face.
The good thing we know about increased persecution is that there is concern, and rightfully so, that the church is growing very quickly in Iran.
Meanwhile, Voice of the Martyrs Canada says that a Christian bookstore in Turkey suffered recurring attacks, according to a Compass Direct News report. The bookshop was vandalized twice within a five-day period. Two Muslim youth demolished the store's front door and windows, attacking a second time after all the initial damages were repaired. VOM Canada supports Turkish believers with radio broadcasts and other assistance, asks God to protect the believers in Turkey. You're listening to Mission Network News. Have you ever wanted to donate to a ministry but don't feel like you have the money? Well, now, just one spare dollar can help bring the gospel to one person through Sat7's television ministry. Sat7's David Harder explains.
You can provide viewing for one whole year for one viewer. We've got a cost of around $10 million to operate the whole operation and to create the programs and to broadcast the programs. And so for that, with 10 million known viewers, you can reach one of those viewers with your $1.
Since Sat7 ministers through television, it's able to reach people in spots where ministries and believers can't reach.
We're able to provide life-giving broadcasts that bring the gospel and that help young Christians and help our brothers and sisters in Christ in these regions grow in the Lord.
To learn more about the $1 viewer, click on the Sat7 banner at the top of our webpage. Meanwhile, Cornerstone University is providing tools to help local churches develop programs for a specific kind of outreach, teaching English as a second language. They're doing that with their 8th annual ESL Ministry Conference that'll be held April 4th in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The conference director is Michael Pasquale.
We've designed this conference to prepare churches to use ESL as a ministry outreach into their communities, and it will feature speakers who are able to help implement ideas to help strengthen the effectiveness of an ESL ministry.
This year's theme is Invitation to Interaction.
We have the topics, the themes, the workshops are all to help engage your students to interact in the class. But not only just interact in English, we want to see churches interact with their community with the goal of sharing Christ.
Conference information is available on our website. And $1 donated to Food for the Hungry now becomes nearly $20 because of matching funds from the U.S. government. The World Health Organization reports 20 million children are severely malnourished worldwide. Some families in the Philippines drink coffee, for example, to supplement for the rice they can't afford. Food for the Hungry asks you to join their child survival campaign to help vulnerable children and families. Though simple, your help enables the ministry to be the hands and feet of Christ around the world. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, World Watch China, a DVD that will update you on the conditions believers are facing in the most populous country of the world. Hear what the house church leaders consider to be their biggest challenge today. Get World Watch China by calling 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.